您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/mand 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism。
各位听众朋友好，我是澳洲广播电台的节目主持人马建元，欢迎您收听旅游业英语。这套26课的英语教学节目将使您可以轻松地与说英语的客人进行对话。这套教材的课程设置是这样的，每一课涵盖服务业中一个重要的话题。如果您在学习过程中一开始不太理解课文内容的话，请您不必着急，因为老师会在授课过程中不断地讲解和复习这些对话的内容。而在每两课为一单元结束时，您会听到这一段对话的完整内容。届时您也许会吃惊地发现自己可以听懂对话的很多内容呢。
Lesson 9 Giving Directions。
第九课，为客人指路。在第九课里，您将学习如何为人指路，您也将学习如何提建议，以及当他人要求对问题加以澄清时如何回应。另外，您将练习估计时间。现在请听对话的第一部分与中文翻译。酒店客人蒙娜与他的父亲杰克打算去购物，他们向酒店接待员利奥问路，查询方向。现在让我们开始这一课的学习。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
早上好，怀特女士和韦伯先生。
Good morning, Leo.
早上好，利奥。
Hi, Leo. Is there a major shopping center nearby?
你好，利奥。这附近有什么大的购物中心吗？
The Starlight Center has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
星光购物中心里面有100多家店铺，我相信您一定可以在那里找到您想要的东西。
How do we get there?
去那里的路怎么走？
Well, turn right outside the hotel and left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street, cross at the next set of lights, and turn right.At the Pink Tower.
出了酒店先向右拐，到了交通灯再向左拐，然后沿着路一直向前走，再到了一个交通灯后就过马路，看到一个粉色的塔再向右拐。
Oh dear, that's too hard to remember.
天哪，这可真是难记住啊。
Well then, what about a taxi? You can get one just outside the hotel.
那么就叫一辆计程车吧，您可以在酒店外面找到计程车。现在请您注意听下列有关指路的短语，并跟着重复。向右转。
Turn right.
出酒店向右转。
Turn right outside the hotel.
向左转。
Turn left.
到了交通灯向左转。
Turn left at the traffic lights.
横过，穿过马路。
Cross.
到了下一个交通灯后就横过马路。
Cross at the next set of lights.
一直向前走。
Walk straight.
沿着路一直向前走。
Walk straight up the streets.
您注意到了吗？利奥在为客人指路时提到了很多地标，例如交通灯和粉色的塔等等，但是他没有使用街道的名称。这主要是因为对于讲英语的游客来说， 让他们看懂以另外一种语言书写的街道名称是不可能的事情。好，现在让我们听听利奥是如何向客人提议叫一辆计程车的。在英语里，计程车有两个说法，一个是 taxi， 另外一种说法就是 cab。
Well then, what about a taxi?
在这种情况下，您可以使用 how about 这个短语句式，也可以用更加正规的说法，那就是 may I suggest? 请听老师的示范。
What about a taxi? How about a taxi? May I suggest a cab?
现在请听这段对话的前半部分，请在利奥的讲话之后跟着重复他的话。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Is there a shopping center nearby?
The Starlight Center has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
And how do we get there?
Well, turn right outside the hotel.And left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street. Cross at the next set of lights. And turn right at the pink tower.
Oh dear, that's too hard to remember.
Well then, what about a taxi?You can get one just outside the hotel.
Lesson 9, Giving Directions.
请再听一遍这段对话。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Is there a shopping center nearby?
The Starlight Center has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
And how do we get there?
Well, turn right outside the hotel. And left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street. Cross at the next set of lights. And turn right at the pink tower.
Oh, dear.That's too hard to remember.
Well then, what about a taxi? You can get one just outside the hotel.
请注意听这段对话的后半部分及其中文翻译。
I don't mind walking, Mona. We turn right outside the hotel, Leo.
我倒是不在意走路过去，蒙娜。出了酒店向右拐，对吗，利奥？
Yes, that's right. Then left at traffic lights.
没错，到了交通灯，再向左拐。
Turn left?
向左拐吗？
That's right. Then walk straight up the street.
对了，然后沿着路一直向前走。
How long does it take to walk there?
走到那里要多少时间？
It takes about 10 minutes.
大约需要十分钟。
Then let's get a cab, Dad. Thanks anyway, Leo.
爸爸，我看我们还是叫一辆计程车吧。谢谢你了，利奥。
My pleasure.
不客气。现在让我们一起来听听，当杰克要求对一些问题加以澄清时，我们那位一贯对客人彬彬有礼、异常耐心的利奥是如何回应的吧。
We turn right outside the hotel, Leo?
Yes, that's right.
Turn left?
That's right.
请注意听并跟着重复。
That's right. That's right.Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
您注意到了吗 ？Right 这个英文字实际上在中文里有两个不同的意思，它可以是左右的右，比如说向右转 ，turn right， 也可以表示对错的对，比如说 that's right。接下来，请注意听，利奥是如何表达走路到购物中心需要多少时间的。
It takes about 10 minutes.
大约需要十分钟。请注意听并跟着重复下列的句子。大约需要十分钟。
It takes about 10 minutes.
需要一个小时。
It takes an hour.
需要四十分钟。
It takes 40 minutes.
现在请您来试着说，老师会给您提出三个问题。首先，您会听到问题的中文部分，然后是英语的提问。接下来，老师会给您一个表示时间的短语，例如 5 minutes, 五分钟。请您在听到铃声之后，用老师提供的时间短语回答相应的问题，比如 It takes 5 minutes.需要五分钟。最后，请听正确的答案，并跟着重复。开车进城需要多少时间
？How long is the drive to the city? 20 minutes? 20 minutes.
坐船游览海港需要多少时间
？How long does the harbor cruise take?About 4 hours. It takes about 4 hours.
到山下需要多少时间
？How long does it take to get to the mountains? 2 days. It takes 2 days.
现在让我们再一起来听一遍这段对话的后半部分，请在利奥的讲话之后重复他的句子。
I don't mind walking, Mona. We turn right outside the hotel, Leo?
Yes, that's right. Then left at the traffic lights.
Turn left?
That's right. Then walk straight up the streets.
How long does it take to walk there?
It takes about 10 minutes.
Then let's get a cab, Dad. Thanks anyway, Leo.
My pleasure.
现在让我们再听一遍完整的对话。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Is there a shopping center nearby?
The Starlight Center has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
And how do we get there?
Well, turn right outside the hotel. And left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street. Cross at the next set of lights. And turn right at the pink tower.
Oh dear, that's too hard to remember.
Well then, what about a taxi?You can get one just outside the hotel.
I don't mind walking, Mona. We turn right outside the hotel, Leo?
Yes, that's right. Then left at the traffic lights.
Turn left?
That's right. Then walk straight up the streets.
How long does it take to walk there?
It takes about 10 minutes.
Then let's get a cab, Dad. Thanks anyway, Leo.
My pleasure.
结束这一课之前，请再收听一遍我们在这一课中学过的一些短句。
Turn right at the traffic lights and left at the tower. That's right, that's right. It takes about an hour. Turn right at the traffic lights and left at the tower. That's right, that's right. It takes about an hour.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，我们这一课的内容就进行到这里。在第十课中，我们将继续学习为客人指路。另外，如果您课余时间有空的话，请不要忘记浏览一下澳洲广播电台和澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网站。我们的网址分别是 abc.net.au/ra 和 ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。